From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. The White House says an Israeli attack on a UN shelter in Gaza was totally unacceptable and totally indefensible. And it says President Obama is urging Israel to do more to protect the lives of civilians. Meanwhile, the UN says a quarter of Gaza's population has now been displaced by the conflict. And Humanitarian Affairs Chief Valerie Amos says people are simply unable to escape.
No place is safe. The parties to the conflict have an obligation, an absolute obligation, to protect civilians from direct or indiscriminate attacks.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says even if there is a ceasefire with Hamas, the operation to destroy Hamas tunnels used to launch attacks against Israel will continue. He speaks here through a translator.
Until now, we have neutralized dozens of terror tunnels. I will not agree to any offer that does not allow the IDF to complete this important mission for the security of the people of Israel.
Palestinian human rights worker Mohammed Suleiman is in Gaza. He says Palestinians are worried about Israel's decision to call up an additional 16,000 reservists.
Nearly 1,400 people have been killed, with 80% of whom are civilians. So with the news coming that Israel is going to expand its military operation, people are just, you know, trying to brace up for what is coming.
The United States has issued a travel warning for three countries dealing with an outbreak of Ebola. Americans are being warned to avoid unnecessary travel to Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone. The World Health Organization is earmarking an additional $100 million to try and combat the disease, which has now claimed more than 729 lives and sparked the declaration of a public health emergency in Sierra Leone. U.S. officials say they believe there is no significant risk of an Ebola outbreak on American shores. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the State Department may evacuate two American doctors under observation in West Africa.
The State Department and the CDC are working to facilitate options for potential medevacs for U.S. patients, specifically American citizen humanitarian workers. There have been reports that humanitarian aid workers from the United States have contracted the Ebola virus.
A group of international forensic scientists succeeded on Thursday in reaching the site where Malaysian Airlines Flight 17 came to rest. Fighting between government and rebel forces in eastern Ukraine had prevented that for the past week. The Australian government says it fears there are as many as 80 bodies still littering the crash site. The Russian government hasn't said whether it will renew the asylum offered last year to fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden. His existing arrangements expired at midnight in Moscow on Thursday. He's filed a request for an extension. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Parts of the British public inquiry into the death of former KGB officer Alexander Litvinenko will be heard in secret, the judge overseeing the probe in London has ruled. Litvinenko died in November 2006 after drinking tea laced with radioactive polonium. Russia denies any involvement in his death. Sir Robert Owen, who's overseeing the public inquiry, says some of the proceedings will need to be held behind closed doors.
Majesty's government holds some documents that are relevant to Mr. Litvinenko's death, but which are of such sensitivity that they cannot be used in open court. The most important issue is that of Russian state responsibility for Mr. Litvinenko's death.
Stunning figures from Italy on Thursday. Youth unemployment has reached an all-time high there of 43.7%. With the details, FSN's Rome correspondent Elena Cassas.
43.7% of young Italians not in work or education. It's the highest rate ever. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has promised to launch a jobs guarantee for young people in October, but its possible scope is already in doubt. The head of the government's comprehensive spending review resigned on Thursday, saying that while he had been asked to find savings, ministers have made another 1.6 billion euros of spending promises. Carlo Cottarelli said that made promised tax cuts impossible. The Bank of Italy and the IMF this month slashed their growth forecasts for Italy to 0.2 and 0.3%, respectively. Elena Cassas, Rome.
The main news again. The White House says an Israeli attack on a UN shelter in Gaza was totally unacceptable and totally indefensible. And it says the level of civilian casualties in the conflict is too high. And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.